In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. You know, throughout the scriptures, Jesus is asked an awful lot of questions. And every once in a while, there's always one question that sort of silences everybody. Because they don't know what to do with it. They don't know what to do with some of the answers that he gives. They don't know how to apply some of the answers that he gives. And sometimes, maybe, they're just afraid to ask more questions because they're afraid of the answers they're going to get. Today, Jesus gets asked about the commandments. And I have to say, I have always been struck, for most of my life, been struck by this statement that we must love our neighbor as ourselves. Now, on the surface, it seems like an easy thing to apply. We understand what that means, that we need to take care of other people. We need to be responsive to the needs of others. But here's the thing. Not all of us actually love ourselves. Okay? Maybe you have never had moments of self-loathing in your life. And if that's true for you, congratulations, you're in an entirely different plane of mental health and emotional health than I am. Good or bad, I don't know, but, you know, we're different. I have actually spent a lot of time, I think, and certainly in my younger days, in self-doubt and loathing. I've actually gone through significant portion of my life in anxiety and depression and these different issues, and through prayer, through God, and better living through chemistry, here I stand, and I love myself a little more today. Thanks be to God. Not all of us love ourselves, and that is a problem. Because on one hand, it seems like Jesus is making an emphatic statement to love your neighbor as you love yourself, and it would imply that he believes that everybody loves themselves. And that's not exactly accurate. But I do believe that if you look at what he is saying and how he says it, it is a problem, but it also has an answer and a solution. So, if we do not love ourselves, why? There's a whole litany of possibilities as to why we may not love ourselves or even like ourselves. But there are certain reasons why I think we can begin to move to a place, if that is where you are at right now, where we can have a little more understanding and a little more respect for ourselves. First off, you are made in the image of God. And as the old adage goes, God don't make no junk. We are made in the image of God, the great creator of the universe. And that should say something about our worth. Second thing is, I believe, that whenever Jesus is speaking about this, to love your neighbor as yourself, he never actually comes out and says, you need to love yourself. Why? It's not in Scripture. I tried to do a search through Scripture. There's nothing in there that I can find that emphatically says, you are commanded to love yourself. But you know what else is not in there? There is no commandment that says, thou shalt eat, thou shalt breathe, thou shalt keep thy heart pumping blood. Why? I believe because it is an understood state of existence. God doesn't have to command us these things because we should be already doing them as part of our very nature. Again, going back to being created in the image of God. So whenever Jesus says, you shall love your neighbor as yourself, and we understand that that means that you're going to take care of your neighbor and love your neighbor, respect your neighbor, you're going to look after their needs and ensure that all of us who are our neighbors, and he goes into several different parables about how it is that everyone around us is in fact our neighbor. If he is telling us to love these people like this, it's implied that we should love ourselves. Well, Father Chad, that sounds a little bit like hubris. That's not true. Love is not a state of self-indulgence. Love is a state of self-respect. Understanding who we are, whose we are, and how it is that we are called to live and serve our Lord. God loves us so fully and so completely that it is, in fact, beyond our imagination. We are told this throughout Scripture repeatedly, that God so loved the world, so loved us. And if God can love you in all of your imperfections and in all of your quirks and in all of these other little things that we so often pick apart in our own selves, in our own minds, if God can love us in the midst of all of those, is it not wrong for us to not love what God loves? If God loves us, shouldn't we love ourselves? Now, that's all good and well, and we can make all sorts of these sort of postulations, but I certainly know whenever I have been in these moments of anxiety and depression, somebody comes up to me and says, cheer up. Thanks, I'm all better now. You know, no, that's not how it works. Jesus loves you. Yes, I'm aware of that. These little trite expressions don't actually affect our minds and our souls. Sometimes we need the help of other people to see our own worth and dignity. I have said before, and I will say again, all of us are crazy. It's not a competition. Everybody needs to see a therapist. It's a great thing to do, okay? Everybody needs somebody in their life who is telling them that they are loved and they are supported and they are cared for. If you don't get that at home, if you don't get that with your friends, find new friends and then find a therapist. God can work through many amazing people, and I thank God for the gifts and talents of all of those who are able to help us see our worth and dignity. Because if we do not actually love ourselves, if we don't actually care and respect for ourselves, my brothers and sisters, Jesus's statement of we must love others as we love ourselves, that cannot be followed. That commandment cannot be obeyed if we do not love and respect ourselves. We have to learn our own worth in order to understand the worth and dignity of others. And I fear sometimes that those who in our society may be more callous or unconcerned about others, there's an old phrase that I've heard that says that hurting people hurt people. And when you encounter someone who isn't perhaps unpleasant to deal with, perhaps someone who is uncaring for their fellow man, I want you to consider that perhaps that individual really doesn't love themselves. And I would encourage you, my brothers and sisters, to be that help in their life, to show them their dignity and worth. Now, don't do it at the expense of your own mental health. There is a line. But if we can be the positive force in other people's lives, I truly believe that we can begin to follow that commandment to love others as you love yourself. We can begin to transform the world into that place of respect, care, and dignity that we ourselves have been baptized into, and that God calls us to be in this broken and hurting world. We best follow the commandments of God, the ordinances and the statutes that He has laid down, by loving others, by loving ourselves, and taking that love into all the world. I pray very earnestly that each and every single one of us can love our neighbor as we love ourselves, and that we truly love ourselves. Amen.